Michelle McBride here on Near Rocks. Integrity, the name of the track. Brand new to us.
Hello.
Michelle McBride, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Well, thanks for having me. Better now. Yeah, it's quite a what's the word I'm looking for? Circus getting here sometimes.
A little bit, yeah. Really had no idea where I was going.
You know what's funny? I was telling Eric there's a pizza place that I always give the address to. Because it's close,
yeah.
Because there's like two different addresses for this place, but it's impossible to find. But you made it.
We made it. It's quite the hike.
Yeah, but you're here.
Yeah, we stepped outside because there's like something going on campus. So it's all these groups. So I was like, I need to run out and grab someone. So I walked out and I was like, do you go here? They're like, no one went here. So they didn't help at all.
'Tis the season of summer camps.
Yes, yes.
I always joke that I'm going to get some kind of like flare or something that, you know, just something I could just put up in the air and be like, oh, there's a bat signal. It's a WJCU signal.
It would have helped.
We're going to get one of those rotating signs that you used to see at gas stations.
Yeah.
We'll put it up outside the building.
Or the car dealerships, right? They have those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like one of those flag or the, the blow-up people.
I know we're asking you a lot because this is the first time that you're on the air with us, but can you hook that up somehow? Could you get that for us?
I could try.
Okay.
Have you seen that commercial? With, like, those balloon people that move. I don't know what it's for, but it's really funny.
They have those all over the place, and they still scare the heck out of me every single time.
Yes.
Every single
Agreed.
Time. So you are here. You sent me a message last week, I think, because I can't remember time or things anymore.
Same.
But you're releasing some music, and that song that we just heard is one of my favorites, I have to admit.
Awesome.
But you have many others, so tell us about it.
Yeah, so that last one was Integrity, and that was actually the first one I made for the album. And I have 6 songs on the EP, and I started making it about a year ago. So, yeah, Integrity seems like so long ago. But I just finished recording probably like 4, maybe 3 months ago, I want to say. But, yeah, it was about a year of recording, and I pretty much started writing music about a year ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You're that new to it?
Yeah, I mean, I've always, like, music's always been a big part of my life. Like, I started playing guitar probably, like, 5 years ago, and I kind of taught myself. I had some lessons, but then kind of stopped, just taught myself, and then about a year ago, I started writing, and then I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to casually make an album. And found a studio and, yeah.
Now, have you only been singing for a year or were
no,
you singing
no,
before?
No.
Okay.
No, my dad has a really good voice and, I mean, you can ask my mom, she's in the other room. Like, I remember my dad and me, we still to this day will sing like A Whole New World, Aladdin, and like everyone just kind of ignores us. It just happens all the time.
Are you doing, like, are you hitting the third or the fifth or like what's your harmonic?
You know, whatever is just...
Whatever you're feeling
Yeah,
with.
Whatever I'm feeling. Yeah, I'll just pull out some, like, Whitney Houston sometimes, and, yeah.
And family get-togethers have to be amazing. Jeez.
Usually people just tell me to shut up because I'm always singing.
Well, that was, you know, I was going to be surprised if you said it, you know, it was just a year that you've been singing, because your falsetto is amazing.
Thank you.
I have to tell you that.
Thank
it
you.
Really is. First time I heard you, actually, was at the Grog Shop.
Mm-hmm.
With our friend Ryan Manthe. We'll talk about him later. Because
yeah.
I asked you to think of some good stories because he is back in town. But
yes.
But yeah, I mean, amazing falsetto, amazing voice. And like you said, the 27th, you are going to release this. And we're going to give all the social media info and all that later on. But you've got a tune that you want to play for us live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Give us a backstory on this one.
So this is called Serenity, and I actually just released it on Saturday to iTunes as my single for the EP. So kind of just wrote this song. I remember one night, like about a year ago, I woke up, it was probably like 4 in the morning, and I was having a dream, like I was writing this song in my head. And I just like popped up out of bed, grabbed my phone, wrote down like some things that were in my head and went back to sleep. And in the morning I wrote this song, and I think it was shortly after I went to a Florence and the Machine concert, and it was a concert and it was raining, and I just like was reborn like after that concert. It was so good. And so the song's pretty much just about how, 'cause every time all my friends know that when I go to a concert, 2 days after, I will not shut up about it. I like have an epiphany every time I go to a concert. So this song's kind of just about how awesome like music, that feeling. And it's also about like everyone is going through a lot, like, and the like music just brings everyone together. So that's just what the song's about.
Well, why don't we hear it now?
Yeah.
That was a very good.
Wow. Thank you.
Is this your first time?
You know, I might have practiced it in front of the mirror a couple times. So yeah, this is Serenity. It's on iTunes now.
I got songs in my head, songs in my head, and they're stuck with me. All those bad times I had, they vanished away. Because it's music in my head, music in my head, relieved me. Cause every night I try to dream, but these words come to me, I feel serenity. Me, myself, and I agree, this is my favorite therapy, I feel serenity. Cause music has its own degree of breaking inequality. We feel serenity. We all share a language. We just need a rhythm and a beat. I got lyrics in my head, lyrics in my head, and they're stuck with me. All those bad times I had, they vanished away. Because it's music in my head, music in my head, relieved me. Cause every night I try to dream, but these words come to me, I feel serenity. Me, myself, and I agree, this is my favorite therapy, I feel serenity. Cause music has its own degree of breaking inequality. We feel serenity. We all share a language. We just need a rhythm and a beat. A rhythm and a beat, rhythm and a beat, rhythm and a beat. That's all we need. Rhythm and a beat, rhythm and a beat, rhythm and a beat, that's all we need. Rhythm and a beat, rhythm and a beat, rhythm and a beat, that's all we need. Cause every night I try to dream with these words come to me, I feel serenity. Me, myself, and I agree, this is my favorite therapy, I feel serenity. Music has its own degree of breaking inequality. We feel serenity. We all share a language. We just need a rhythm and a beat.
Thank you.
Michelle McBride here on Neo Rocks. And that song you said you released this past Saturday?
Yeah, it's on iTunes now.
And the rest of the tunes will be released July 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you record it?
Vibe Recording Studios with John Burke. Shout out John Burke. He's awesome.
How long did the process take?
I started last June. And we just finished about like 3 months ago. I could have my times off, but
any surprises? Like I'm always interested. People go into studio and they think, okay, it's going to be like this, this, and this, but then usually it doesn't go that way.
Yeah.
Any fun surprises or any like surprises with the music that you were like, oh, I didn't expect that? Or
yeah, I mean, I just went in. The first time I went in, I brought in Integrity, and like, I remember I wrote the song, and my sisters were home, and I was like, hey, guys, I wrote a song. You want to listen to it? And they're like, sure, I guess. And they listened to it, and they're like, wait, that was actually really good. So my friend, boyfriend now, he was friends with John Burke, so he's like, you should get in there. So I went, played the song for John, and we started working on it, and I just was like crying already because the things that he added to it, I didn't even know was possible for the music. I heard what it could be, but he made it 10 times better what I expected. So that was just awesome to see, but he did that with every song. He would just be like, hey, you want this drum? And I'd be like, yes, perfect. Keep it. So the whole experience was just like that. It was awesome to see how it started with one guitar and just was made into an awesome track.
Has that changed your writing style now?
Yeah. So now every time I listen to a song on the radio, I can hear each instrument in the song. And I just can hear like how much time and energy was put into that song when before I didn't even think about that. And so now I can, like when I'm writing a song now, I'm like, ooh, maybe a tambourine would be good there or something like that, you know?
All right, so I need to call a timeout.
Yeah.
Let's go back to something. Your sisters, what did they say?
They were just, I mean, they always knew that I sang and stuff. And I wrote a song before Integrity that they liked, but I think they were just like, whoa, where did that come from?
I think the quote was, whoa, that was actually good. I'm just trying to figure out the family dynamic. You and Dad sing Lion King, you said, right? And
yeah.
Your sisters now think that you're good.
My sisters, like anyone knows that if, like my sisters, we make playlists for each other every month. And last month, my sister gave me her playlist. 3 of my songs were on it. And she knows all my lyrics. They dance to it like all the time. It's really awesome. So.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I'm glad. I had to pick on them because I'm assuming they might be listening. Yeah. So
I was pretty nervous the first time I sang them that.
That's awesome. And they don't sing with you?
They do. Oh, yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll have some sing-alongs all
okay.
the time.
That's good. Well, again, Michelle McBride releasing tunes. Is there a name for this whole collection?
So the EP is called Euphoria.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Euphoria on July 27th, and you do have your guitar here, and you did agree to play a second song. Would you still like to play a second song?
Yes, I'd
okay.
love to.
Now that we got all the legal stuff out of the way.
what are you going to play?
I'm going to play Move On. This is actually the last song that I wrote for the album. And this song's pretty much about, I mean, it can relate to a lot of different things. It can relate to relationships. It can relate to just having to move on from any situation. As I've been making this album, I've definitely grown a lot. And I've realized that you can't just sit on the small things. You just need to move on. Life's too short. Very cliche, but it is. And this song, I was talking to my friend one night about, she was going through, like, a breakup, and we were just talking about how, like, how hard breakups are, but at the same time, like, you have to move on, and you learn from every experience that you have, and so I kind of just made this to relate to everyone, to move on, you learn from everything, and, yeah, that's where Move On came from.
We've got Michelle McBride live on NeoRex.
All right.
Move on, you gotta keep going. Let go of what you're holding. These walls, they never heal me. Move on, you gotta keep going. Feeling like this all just started. Now the end is here and I'm crumbling. You told me everything I needed. Now I have to decide what I'm wanting. You told me this wasn't goodbye, but I'm feeling so much inside. So I gotta move on. I gotta move on so I know where I belong. Let go. Let go of the fear of living the unknown. Still so young and have so much to believe in, but right now I feel like I'm against an army. I am constantly thinking about you. I wish you could know this wasn't so easy. Now I have to do what's best for me, and I can only remember how good you were to me. So I gotta move on, I gotta move on so I know where I belong. Let go, let go of the fear of living the unknown. The fear of the unknown. Move on, move on, you gotta keep going. Let go of what you're holding. These walls, they never heal me. Move on, move on, you gotta keep going.
Michelle McBride here on Neil Rocks talking about Euphoria and the release on July 27th. It is kind of funny when we clap after. Like, I always feel weird about it.
He, like, looked at you and he was like, now?
It is. There's that awkward moment where, like, is it done? Are we sure? Because usually when we play music, we can look and see, like, okay, yeah. 20 seconds left on the screen. But here it's like...
Yeah. It's like, is she going to do some more oohs? Or,
we've been caught. We've been caught before, so.
That's so awkward. Yeah. Oh, okay. Just kidding. Go.
Well, again, Euphoria being released July 27th. You're going to have an actual CD release.
Mm-hmm.
Any details on that?
It's in the works, but it's definitely going to be at Cleveland Urban Winery. Where is that actually located?
On Lee Road, right across from the Cedar Lee Theater in Cleveland Heights.
Okay. Good to know, because I'm going to be there tomorrow for an open mic. But yeah, it's definitely going to be there.
Wait, if I didn't tell you that, where would you go then for the release party?
I mean, I just would have looked it up on Google, because I just rely on that.
But okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to help. I just wanted to make sure. All right.
But yeah, it's going to be there. I talked to someone today. They rock over there. It's either going to be August 1st or the 4th, but it's still in the works.
Well, if I was a Michelle McBride fan and I really wanted to know, and I'm not talking about your sisters. I'm talking
If you're a Michelle McBride fan.
I said if, and I am. But I'm saying in Radio Land, if somebody's listening right now and they're going, I really want to find out more about Michelle McBride. Where can they go?
Yes. Well, I have a couple social medias. Facebook... it's at Mish MacBride. MacBride, M-A-C, not M-C. Get it right. And then that's Facebook. Instagram is at Mish_MacBride. And then you've got YouTube. Which is under Michelle MacBride.
Mom just came in and told you something. What was that about? We have to know now.
She just showed me a text from my dad that said, tell them about Cracker Barrel on Thursday.
What's going on Thursday?
So, on July 25th, every Tuesday, Cracker Park has food trucks and music. When's the 25th? Two Tuesdays from now?
Yeah.
I'll be playing there for 3 hours. Starts at 11.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, people can find you where?
Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Awesome. Michelle, thank you so much for coming down.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
We've got one last track from you. This is Euphoria.
Yeah.
Title track off the album.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Play it.
Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you so much.
But she wants more than just drinking. Like- get in the parking, and that's all I need.